Washington voters will decide next month whether or not to put a tax on carbon emissions. If Initiative 732 passes, the state would charge for every ton of carbon pollution emitted from generating electricity or using fossil fuels in Washington. KUOW's Earth Fix reporter Ashley Ahern has more.
If you could make energy companies pay $25 for every ton of CO2 they emitted, would you? Okay, now how about if that tax meant your gasoline cost 25 cents more per gallon and your electric bill went up? But to sweeten the deal, let's say the revenue from that tax was used to reduce the state taxes on sales and businesses, and some of the money went back to low-income families in the form of a rebate. That's the pitch Carbon Wah, the group pushing for the carbon tax, is making to voters this fall. I met up with them last weekend to ring some doorbells on Finney Ridge in Seattle.
Okay, thanks for showing up, guys.
Ben Selesky is an organizer for Carbon Wah. He's 26 and the oldest one here.
So,
the rest of the volunteers are in high school or their early 20s.
We're out here because we're clearly not moving fast enough to avoid ecological disaster, and so we're trying to use bigger tools in the toolbox here, and we're trying to get it passed through a ballot initiative and a grassroots effort, and that's what we intend to do.
Cool.
Ben passes out clipboards with some surveys and sample scripts for the volunteers. They do some practice rounds, and then...
All right, sounds good. Let's meet back here at 12:30. Let's win.
The group splits off in pairs. I head up the hill with Ben. He's got his clipboard in his hand and a backpack over his shoulder.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. We're volunteers with Initiative 732. We're just doing a quick three-question community survey. How concerned are you about climate change and carbon pollution?
Very concerned.
Gotcha.
Ben explains how I-732 works, and the man listens, nodding his head.
Yeah, after that really brief explanation, last question. If the vote were tomorrow, on a scale of 1 to 5, how do you think you'd vote?
I would vote yes.
Awesome. Fantastic.
In the grand scheme of things, the 732 campaign hasn't raised gobs of money in the lead up to the election. But supporters of the carbon tax have given three times as much money as those who oppose it. Among the opponents, you've got steel manufacturers, pulp and paper makers, electric utilities. Not surprising, since a carbon tax will cost them. But if you take a closer look at who opposes the carbon tax, you might be surprised.
So if the vote were tomorrow, how would you vote on 732?
No.
I'd vote no.
I met up with Paulina Lopez and Rebecca Saldana in South Park, Seattle. This is one of the poorest, most polluted zip codes in the city. Asthma and obesity rates are high, and people here live an average of 11 years shorter lives than people in richer parts of North Seattle. One of Paulina's kids has asthma.
We live in the same city, but yet we're from very different realities.
Lopez is an organizer with the Duwamish River Cleanup Coalition, and Saldana is the executive director of Puget Sound Sage, an environmental justice group. Initiative 732 will cut the sales tax by 1%, but Rebecca Saldana says it still leaves poor people and communities of color behind.
Spending $100 on groceries and being able to have 1% of that less in sales tax is not going to make their families healthier. It's not going to clean their air. It's not going to create the infrastructure investments that we need to do. That's the part that's unfortunate.
Some of the revenue from the carbon tax would provide rebates to almost 500,000 low-income families in Washington. But the money won't go toward any specifically environmental programs, like boosting clean energy, public transportation, or creating green jobs. Other mainstream environmental groups like Climate Solutions and the Sierra Club do not support the carbon tax because it doesn't actually put a limit on CO2 emissions. It just charges a tax to emit them. Paulina Lopez says that the carbon tax isn't the right policy for Washington, but she's encouraged by what she's seeing in her community around the issue of climate change. People are getting more and more engaged.
That big movement, big voice is coming out from people of color. And I think that's what the big difference is, because the people of color are being impacted. So who are going to be the ones speaking? It's going to be us. We're trying to make our voice being heard.
So far, though, the environmental groups who oppose the carbon tax initiative haven't been able to put together a more viable policy. Governor Inslee has not been able to pass a carbon trading program, and the state's latest attempt at capping carbon emissions under the Clean Air Act is already facing legal challenges from the fossil fuel industry. It's worth noting, though, that oil producers in Washington aren't coming out against the carbon tax initiative. In fact, the spokesperson for the Western States Petroleum Association told me he thought the carbon tax was, quote, well thought out. Voters are pretty divided on Initiative 732. Some polling shows that about a third of voters support it, a third oppose it, and the rest are undecided. For Ben Selesky of Carbon Wa, a carbon tax may not be the perfect solution, but it's the most concrete action he can take right now to fight climate change.
Hi there, I'm a volunteer with a climate initiative.
So he's working to get I-732 passed one doorbell at a time.
You know, we have one job to get this message in front of voters, and there's enough voters out there who care about this issue that we can win easily. It's just a question of finding them in time.
I'm Ashley Ahern in Seattle.